And daf kuftes vava med aleph. Let us start again from on the third shure itmar. Itmar gonav umochar ba'achakach ukara ganav. Someone stole and he sold it to someone else. Ba'achakach ukara ganav. And now we found out who the ganav was. Is Rav Mishmei de Rav Chiya Omar Hadin im Horishain? Rav Yochanan Mishmei de Rav Yanai Omar Hadin im Hashain. Let us again see Rashi. Zit Rashi Hadin im Horishain Dinoi Shal Balabais Utviyosoi Ala Ganafi. The Balabos, the Din, the Tviye, is on the ganef. Ve'ein ha'loikeyach baldinoi. The lekeyach is not his baldin. That means even though the lekeyach has the dover ha'gonuf, but he is not his baldin. The lekeyach did not steal it from him. He's not his baldin. Vimboli gvoisei heimenu. And if he wants to take it away from the lekeach, yitain domim. So first he gives him money, and then he can take it away. But stamazoi, to come to the lekeach and tell him, you know, this is my chayfetz, give it back to me, he has no right to do it. He's not baldinoi. Va'af al gav shehuker aganet. Even though now it was hukar aganet, lo yamrinen yarzer lekeach alekeilim bechinam v'yifra min aganet. We do not say that the lekeach should return the kelim to the nignav v'yifra min aganet and let the lekeach be goyver from the ganev the money that he had given to him. We don't say this. We say that. You can't mon from the lekeach. If you give him money or something, you can't say, well, it's my chayfetz, and he paid money for it, let him go to the ganef. You don't say such a thing. So the whole din of the balabos, the tvi of the balabos, is on the ganef, not on the lekeach. That is what Rav says. Rav Yochanan says, hadin im hasheni. Dinoi shel balabayis im aleikeyachu. He goes direct to leikeyach, v'yoytzi heimenu keilov bechinam. And he takes away the keili bechinam. He just takes away the keili. Now, we see from Rashi the vial, which is a very important yesod, that we're speaking about that the chayfetz is be'en, that the leikeyach still has the chayfetz. Rashi said, in Rav, Vimboli Gvoisoi, amen, he wants to take away the chayfetz, yitain domim, let him pay for it. That's according to Rav. According to Rav Yochanan, he doesn't have to pay for it. Yitze himenu keilov bechinam, he takes it away bechinam. It's my keili, he takes it away bechinam. So it would seem we have a machloikis between Rav and Rav Yochanan. Omar Rav Yosef v'loy pligi. So Rav Yosef said, no, there is no machloikis between Rav and Rav Yochanan. Kan lifne yiyush. Rav Yochanan is speaking about lifne yiyush, before yiyush. Hadin imasheini. The din is imasheini. Kan la'acha yiyush. Rav is speaking about la'acha yiyush. Hadini marishe. So let us see what Rashi says. Lifne yiyush. Lokroi min aganev lifne yiyush. If he bought it from the ganev lifne yiyush. So then the din is imasheini. So then the bailim comes to the lekeach. And he says, Rabit, you want, it's my chayfetz. You have to give me back the chayfetz. You have my chayfetz. You have to give me back my chayfetz. That's what Rav says, Adin im Harishayim, is speaking about that there was Yiyush, La'acha Yiyush, there was Yiyush already by the Ganef. So Memela the Lekeach was kinda with Yiyush and Shini Rishus. So then he can't go to the Sheni. What right is he going to, can he go to the Sheni? The Sheni was kinda the Chayfetz already with Yiyush and Shini Rishus. So then, the whole din, Adin im Harishayim, the only din is with the Rishayim, not with the Sheni. Now the Marsha says, the way Rav Yosef is saying now, let us look at Rashi. Before Rashi it said, Adin im Harishayim, Adin ishal babayis et viyosei laganavi, venu akeich baldinei, vimbolig voisa yitain domi. But Rashi seems to say, but if he gives him money, he can take it from the Sheni. So, the Marsha says this is not according to Rav Yosef Sakimte. According to Rav Yosef Sakimte, he cannot mon at all, after he gives him dummy. The Chayfetz belongs, since according to Rav Yosef, Rav is speaking about that he purchased it after Yish, so it's kind of a Yish Vishini Rishus. So Memele, he can't take it away from him at all. So then, the way Rav Yosef is saying now, Adin im Harishayim means he can only be Tebeya the Ganev. He cannot go at all to the Lekeach to be Tebeya if he gives the money, because the Lekeach was going to be Yish Vishina Rishus. Now, so far so good. But then the Gemara adds five difficult words. V'tavayu islohu de Rav Chisda. Sai Rav and Sai Rav Yochanan hold like Rav Chisda. So the Rav Chisda gozal v'loinis Yashu abayla. Now what did Rav Chisda say? Rav Chisda said gozal v'loinis Yashu abaylim uboacha v'ochloi. Rotzom izeh goive bereish pirke. Rav Chisda had said, if Reuven stole something, and then Shimon went and took it and ate it up, so the Bailim, the Nigzal, can mon from the first Goslin, he can mon from the second Goslin. Each of them are called Goslonim. V'hai Nami, so this Lekeya that purchased it from the Ganet, Aval gav the yoiv domi leganet, even though he paid the ganet, this lekeach is not a gazlan by profession. Fakelt was he's under the impression he purchased something. He did not know this is stolen goods. Of a legabe hai mia gazlan hu. But Legabi, the Nigzel, he's a Gazlan. Umiyuheiche, the loy hukar aganet. Ovid lay rabbonon takonis hashuk. If it's loy hukar aganet, so then they made takonis hashuk litel mashenosa. Apolheiche, the hukar aganet, olov lachzer achel. So now, Rashi seems to be saying that what Rabbi Yochanan holds, or we say everyone agrees, Sai Rav and Sai Rabbi Yochanan agree, if it was Kaidem Yush, and the Nigzal, it was Kaidem Yush, and the Nigzal wants to mum from the second one, And that's the din, hadin im hasheni, that the nigzal can mon from the second one, the chayfetz. That is because he holds like Rav Chisda, that rotza mize goive, rotza mize goive. Now again, let us mention, there are many, many meiridike chidushim we see in this Rashi. Let us first mention the limudim that we have. Rashi, number one, says We're talking about before Yish. We're talking about before Yish. And then everyone holds Adini Masheni. So Rashi says that the Sheni is a Gazlan. He's a Gazlan. Now, we had mentioned a few times the Zashitas Haktzois, that a Goynev min a Ganev is Potter, the Ktzois learns a Filu from Keren. If it's not Toshusai, there's no Chiyiv Tashlumei Gneve. And the Ktzois had a problem in Rav Chisda's din. Rav Chisda said, Bo'acha bo'ochloi rotza mizegoive, rotza mizegoive. How can the Nigzal mon from the second one, he's a Goynev min a Ganev. So the Ktzoi said he mons from the second one als mazik, not als ganav. Als ganav yapot, he's a mazik. He bo acha v'ochlo, he's a mazik. Now, we see clearly from Rashi, not like this, because Rashi says clearly, af agav diyoiv domi leganav, legabi ho mi a gazlanu. He's a gazlan. And Rashi is talking about when it's be'en. He didn't eat it. We're talking about when the chayfetz is be'en. Rashi calls him a gazlan. So we see Klo Rashi is not like the Ktzoyz. There's an Asivist that wants to say that if a Goynev min a Ganev, if he's Moisev in the Gneve, then he's Chayiv Keren. That means, let's say, the first one stole it and the second one ate it up, so the second one is Moisev in the Gneve. The first one took it out of the Rishus of the Nigna. The second one took it out of the world. So that's called a ganav. From Rashi, we see that afilu it's ben. We're talking about it's by the lekeach. Hadin ima sheni, I take back the chayfetz from the sheni. He wasn't moisif anything, and he's called a gazlan. Mi a gazlanu. Avgavdi evdomi leganav legabihai mi a gazlan. Rashi calls him a gazlan. He's a gazlan from the Nigzal. And the only way we can understand this Rashi so far is there's a Taisvus Rid in the beginning of Agoizel Umachel. The Taisvus Rid in the beginning of Agoizel Umachel asks this Kasher that Rav Chisda's din Gozal vo nishyayshu abaylem u bo achlo vo ochle rotze mi zegoi ve rotze mi zegoi ve. So he can mourn from the second one. Why isn't he a goynev min a ganev? Why isn't there a ptur begunev mi beiseish? So the Taisus Rit said this was only said by a ganev, not by a gazlan. This whole parsh was only said by a ganev. Vegunev mi beiseish. If you made a maise gneve, then it has to be birshus anignav. But if you made a maisik zeila, there's no problem whatsoever. So from this Rashi, we see lechayre like the Taisus Rit, that the second one, he bought it from the gaz for the first ganef, but he's considered now a gazlin from the nigzal. He took stolen goods. He's considered a gazlin. A third chiddush we see from Rashi, which the Machna Ephraim and Hilchus Gzeilas Medayik, there's moiridike rayas from Rishonim, Ritve, other Rishonim, that say a gazlan is only considered a gazlan if he knows that he's stealing. If he's under the impression that he's not stealing, he's not called a gazlan. There's a ktzois that says that we had a klal odom muad lo ilom bein b'shegig bein b'meis, that's in Hilchus Mazik. But in Hilchus Gazlan, in order to acquire a shame Gazlan, you have to know you're stealing. So the Machna Ephraim, he found a Rashi and Daf Kuftas Vova Medalev or Rashi, that Rashi says, klo, not like that. Rashi says this lekeach is a Gazlan. This lekeach thought it belonged to the Ganev. He gave money for it, and Afal Piken Rashi says he's a gazlan. He can be goyim. Rotsam Yizeh goyim. Rashi shtel su to Rav Chisda that he's a gazlon. You have two gazlonim. First, the first one stole it, and then the second one that bought it from the first one is also called a gazlon. These are chidushim we see from Rashi. But the biggest chidush and the biggest problem is why did the Gemara have to say, and we'll see, this is a yesoidistic prat in the whole sugya, that if you say hadin imasheni, you have to hold like Rav Chisda. Tavayu islu de Rav Chisda. That means the only reason why the nigzal could go to the sheni, let's just again understand what we're speaking about. We're speaking about, let's say, Reuven, Shimon, Velevi. Shimon stole something from Reuven. Fine. And then he sold it to Levi. So the Gemara says, before Yiyush, there was no Yiyush. Hadin imasheni. That means Reuven can now go to Levi and mum back the chayfet. Of the takona, Rashi says the takona, so go to the ganav and then take back the money. You gave him the money. Get back the money. Not my headache. You can't complain. You gave money for it, and go to the ganav and get back your money. I take it away from you. But the Gemara says the only reason Reuven can take it away from Levi is because we hold like Rav Chisda. So Kan Shayla Ben, what Shaykhis does this have to Rav Chisda? Rav Chisda is speaking about Bo'acha Ba'ochloi. Bo'acha Ba'ochloi, so now is there a Chiyuv Tashlumim on the Acher? Does he have a Din Gazlan? Doesn't he have a Din Gazlan? We hear on Rav Kuf Yudal on the base, Amachloikis Rami Ba'chome and Rav Chisda. Rami Bachama said he doesn't have a Din Gazlan. He doesn't have a Din Gazlan. Since when he stole it, it wasn't Bershus HaNigzal, the Bailus of the Nigzal is Kolush, so he doesn't have a Din Gazlan. So you can't mourn from the second one. Rav Chisda holds, he does have a Din Gazlan. You can't mourn from the second one. But that is speaking about when it is not Ben anymore, so we have to, in order to be Teveya Domim from the second one, he has to have a Din Gazlan. We were mourning from him as Gazlan. So here we have a Machloikis, Rav Chisda and Rami Balchome. Does he have a Din Gazlan if he stole a stolen thing, or doesn't he have a Din Gazlan? But if the Chayfetz is Ben, and it's before Yiyush, so there's no shayla whatsoever. The chayfetz is before Yish. The chayfetz belongs to the nixal. No one was kind of be Yish. So we have to say hadin imasheni. He can be goyver from the sheni because he's a gazlan. And if he's not a gazlan, I can't be goyver from the sheni. It's my chayfetz. There was no Yish. So give me back my chayfetz. And the Gemara says no. The Gemara says you can only mum from the sheni if you hold like Rav Chisda. If you don't hold like Rav Chisda, so the sheni tells him, "Ve'ena loikeach baldinoi. What do you have to me? I didn't steal from you. He stole from you. You can't mum from the sheni. Bimbolik vaysemena yitain damen. If you don't hold like Rav Chisda, you give me money, then we'll talk. You don't give me money, I have nothing but to talk with you." There is a Machna Frayim, Huchas Gzeilis Amin Zayin, Zanei Sameach, and Huchas Bikurim Perik Tes. They say something, what the Chazanish says he doesn't understand. But they say this in Arashi. I'd like to perhaps say a little the way I understand. It's not exactly the way they say it, but perhaps we'll have a shtickel mahalach to understand the sugi. According to Rami Bar Chama, we see a moiradike chiddush. Again, let's go back to the case of Rami Bachame. Shimon stole something from Reuben, and Levi eats it. So the din is, you can't mum from Levi. You can't mum. He didn't steal anything from you. He stole stolen goods. He's not a gazlan. He's not considered a gazlan. Levi is not considered a gazlan of Reuben. He doesn't have to pay him anything. He doesn't have to pay him a penny. When the chayfetz is ba'en, that's Mavua Klon, the Gemara that Kuf Yadala from it based. Reuben comes over to Levi and says, give me back my chayfetz, my chayfetz. So how do we understand this? It's a Mirdi Gezach. The chayfetz belongs to Reuben. The chayfetz belongs to Reuben. And if it's Be'en, he can run back the chayfetz from him. And if he eats it up, I didn't steal from you. How do we understand? But it's my chayfetz. I didn't steal from you. We have to understand Rami Bacham. So we see from Rami Bacham a Amir de Kezach. We see from Rami Bacham that I'm not responsible. If the chayfetz is ba'en, it's your chayfetz. That's right. You can take back your chayfetz. But I'm not responsible for the mumminess of your chayfetz. That means if I ate it up, I don't have to pay you. Your bailus became kolish after it was stolen already. I'm not responsible to pay for the mumminess I was mafsid. To pay for the mumminess I stole. I ate it up, you come to me, I'm potter. I don't have to pay for the mumminess I stole from you. Because I stole a stolen thing, and I didn't steal it from you. Lav bal dvorim didia. So we see, even though when it's be'en, it's his chayfetz, you want kind of the chayfetz. But I'm not responsible to pay for the mumminess of the chayfetz. That we see, amir dike chidish v'rami b'chav. And Tosis explains, because the bailus of the nigzal became niklash, the minute it was stolen from him. So that's why the second gazlan does not have to pay for the mumminess of the chayfetz. So it seems, just like when he ate it up, he's not responsible to pay for the mumminess. When the chayfetz is ba'en, he didn't eat it up. I'm not mechuyev to give you the mumminess of the chayfetz. That means the mumminess of the chayfetz, since I did not steal it from you, I'm not mechuyev to give it to you. The chayfetz is yours, but the mumminess of the chayfetz, I'm not mechuyev to give to you. And therefore we see Amir Dike Rashi, when Rashi explains, and this is Lamaisa, according to Rami Bachamas, we'll see later, Rashi on the top of the Amid said, V'ein ha'loikeyach baldina. You can't mum from the lekech. You can't mum from Levi. Give it back to me. V'imbolik v'isai heimenu yitain dami. If you want to take it away, you give me money first. That means that l'gabi the mumminess of the chayfetz, just like if I would eat it up, you can't mum from me the mumminess of this chayfetz. That Rami Bachama said clearly before you. If I would eat it up, you can't mum for me the mumminess of the chayfetz. If it's ba'en, you also can't mum for me the mumminess from the chayfetz. I shall lose the mumin I paid. V'imbalik v'isei heimenu yitain domi. You want to take it? First give money. There's nothing what to talk about without money. That means I'm not responsible to shtel through the mumminess of the chayfetz to you. You give me the mumminess of the chayfetz, I'll give you the chayfetz. So you say that your chayfetz, because it was before Yush. Bimbolik vayse mena yitain domim. That is what Rami Bachama holds. Rav Chisda, so memele, so adini marishin adim ha-sheini. You can't bunt it. Who are you to go to the sheini? The sheini, you cannot be teveya the mumminess of the chayfetz from the sheini, unless you'll give him the mumminess. According to Rav Chisda holds if the second one ate it up, Rotza Mizeh Goive, you can be Teveya from the Sheini. The mumminess of, you ate it up, pay me for it. You can be Teveya from the Sheini, the mumminess of the Chayfetz. So according to Rav Chisda, when the chayfetz is banned, I come over to the lekech and tell Rav Yid, and Shuldik, this is my chayfetz, and you give it back to me. If you leave it up, you have to pay me. You're a goslin. You're just like the first one's a goslin. You're also a goslin. So rotsa mizegoyve, rotsa mizegoyve. So when it's banned, I come to you, give it back to me. Don't tell me if I'll give you money, you'll give it back. No. You're not a balabas. It's my chayvitz, and the moment of the chayvitz is mine, and if you lead it up, you have to pay me for it, you give me back the chayvitz. Now there's a new shayla. So you come up, but there's a tekonis, there was a tekonis ashuk, I didn't know, I come in with a sob story. I didn't know it was stolen, and I gave money for it. So there's a tekonis ashuk, and I've cooked you down on the base. The Mishnah says that you have to supplement me. This is takonis ashuk, and this takonis ashuk zoktem the nixal. You're not a rachmonis. Who karaganev? The ganev here's the ganev. You gave him the money. If you'd be a nebuch, this is takonis ashuk. The takonis ashuk was made for a nebuch. A nebuch, you gave money. You didn't know it was stolen. We don't know who the ganev is. So then Chazal made a takonis. For then Chazal made a takone that the nixel has to pay for it. Fine. That was a takone for Alekech who's a nebuch. But you're not a nebuch. Who care a ganef? We know the ganef. I'll give you his address. You can take him to Besdin. Come on from him the money. That's not my headache anymore. The chayfetz is mine. The mominess of the chayfetz is mine according to Rav Chisda. So you give it to me. That's what Rashi says over here. Miu, that's what Rashi says. Miu, heiched deloi, hukar aganev, ovelei rabona takonis ashuk litomashe nosam, aval heiched de hukar aganev, olav lachser olav. So this is what Rabbi Yosef said. Rabbi Yosef said, Sai Rabbi Yechen holdak Rav Chisda, and meiker adin koidem yish, and that's an ege elonu, is adinim asheni, you can mourn from the second one, no obligations to the second one, al takonis hashuk, hukar aganev, you go and send them to the ganev. Amalei Abaye v'loi pligi, so you're telling me, so Abaye asked Rav Yosef, v'loi pligi, you're telling me there's no machlokes between Rav and Rav Yechanan. Koidem yush, that means koidem yush, there's no machlokes period, lachi yeshevun agrees that adin marishem. But koydem yish is no machloikis, and everyone holds adine masheni. Matnas kohune kelifne yish tomi upligi. Matnas kohune is a case also kelifne yish tomi upligi. Now, first we have two cases, which is not negeya us, and the third case is negeya us. This not. Omaloi mechirli me'eha shalpola. A person came, a lekech came to a tabach. And he wanted to buy the b'nei me'ayim of a pola. Now, the halacha is that if a person, let's give names, we have a tabach, a sheichet, a butcher, and a lekeach. Now, the din is that a tabach, that checks a beheme, he has to give to a koyim zroya l'chayayim v'keiva. We're not talking chulim, we're talking about chulim, he gives zroya l'chayayim v'keiva to the koyim. So now we're going to talk about the keva. Now let's hear the scenario, what happened over here. A lekeach comes over to a meicha, mecherli me'er shalpor, sell me the me'ayim. V'hoyu behen matonis, when he gave him the me'ayim, he gave him the keva also. The keva is attached to the me'ayim. He gave him the keva also. Nice non lekoyim. So now, the lekeach gives the keva to the koyin, ve'einoi minake loy min hadomim, and he will not deduct, the meicha will not deduct from the price they agreed on for the meme'ayim, that what the lekeach gave the keva to the koyin. Now let us see Rashi, and I'll just say over the Loshon of Rashi and Chulon, which is a little clearer. Matanois Klifne yish nomi de koin lai miyayish minay u pligi kloim av oma rav adini marishi. Matonais keivo. Noisne lekech keivo le koin de mestome matonais lo izovin lai. Now let me just say over the loshen of Rashi in Chulun daf kufna medale. So Rashi in Chulun says as follows. Ein amoyche menake lekeyach min hadomim Shrei hoya yedeya lekeyach shematonois shom vizeh leimocha loy hakeiv. That means like this. When the lekeyach came over to the moicha, and he said, tell me the b'nei ma'ayim, and he go, and what's the price? They made up a price. $20. Ma'ayim's $20. He gives them the b'nei ma'ayim with the keiva attached. Now, everybody knows I can't sell you the keiva. It's not mine to sell. It belongs to the kohen. So when we agreed you're selling the bnei ma'ayim for $20, that zicha did not include the keiva. I'm not selling stolen goods. I'm selling. Yes, ma'am, nine. The keiva is attached to the bnei ma'ayim. So it is understood that I'm giving it to you. I don't want to separate it. I'm giving it to you. So you give the keiva to the kohen. Because the keiva belongs to the kohen. I can't sell you the keiva. And the price that we agreed upon, it's understood that you asked to purchase b'nei ma'ayim, I'm selling you b'nei ma'ayim, and that's the price we agreed upon. The keiva was not in the transaction, so memela doesn't affect the price anyway. You give the keiva to the kohen. That is when the transaction was, he purchased b'nei ma'ayim. Lokach heimenu b'mishkol. But what is, if the transaction was a different way? He's, lekeach is coming to the moicha, I want 5 pounds of meat. We're not talking about, we want 5 pounds of meat. $5 a pound. That's what we're talking about. He gave him 5 pounds of meat, and 4 pounds are the b'nei ma'ayim, and the 5th pound is the keiva. So now, the zicha was a transaction on the keiva. The keiva was, he charged them for 5 pounds. And then the keiva was, there was 1 pound of the keiva. So noisein lekoyin, umenake loy min adomin. So now, again we have that the koyin gets the keiva, this is stolen goods, this belongs to the dead. Umenake loy min adomin, but when you can't give me a bill for 5 pounds, because the pound of the keiva is you can't sell it, I can't buy it. I mean, it belongs to the kohen. Now, on this Mishnah, we hear a machloikis, here a member of Rav. Va'omar Rav, loishono elo sheshokal la'atzmoy. This Mishnah is speaking about sheshokal la'atzmoy, that the Lekeach took the 5 pounds, he took the keiva, the moicha didn't do anything, the moicha didn't touch anything. He knew very well this was stolen goods, he didn't do anything. He said, do you want 5 pounds? Take 5 pounds for yourself. But he didn't do anything, the moicha. So the Mela and the Lekeach went and took 5 pounds, he took the keiva also. So Lekeach made a maisig zeila. I mean, who are you to take the keiva? Keiva belongs. So then the kohen can mum from the lekeach and show the trabid, you took the keiva belongs to me. So memela, so then noisin lekoyin. Avol shokal loy hatabach. But what is if the tabach, when he asked, I want 5 pounds of meat, the tabach was very cooperative. No problem. I'll give you. He goes and gives him 5 pounds. The tabach already took 4 pounds of bnei ma'ayin, 1 pound of keiva. Here, Rabbi, here's your 5 pounds of meat. Now, if the tabach did this, so the tabach made a maisig zeila. The tabach made a maisig zeila. Who are you to take? The keiva belongs to the kohen, and you took the keiva and you sold it to a Yisrael. So Memela, the Tabach did a Maisa Gzela already. And then now, the Lekech is also a Gazlan. It's Lekech min a Gazlan. Now, so we have over here. So we have here, what we were speaking about till now, we're talking about before Yish, the Koyanim are not Miyayish. And so we have over here that the Tabach was the first Goslin, and he gave it over to the Lekeach. So Rav said, Avol Shoka Loi HaTabach HaDin Im HaTabach. So what does that mean? That the Lekeach, that the Koyan cannot mum from the Lekeach. So what does that mean, in other words? That Rav does not hold like Rav Chisda. You're telling me that Rav holds like Rav Chisda. And since it's before you, she could mum from the second one, Rotsa Mizegoive. That's what you were telling me, Rav holds like Rav Chisda. No. Rav said, Hadin ima tabach, you have nothing to do with the Lekeach. You have nothing to do with Lekeach. We hold like Rami Balchome, that you can't do that, so the second one is Potter. The mominess of the Keva is, you can't, the Kahanim cannot mum the mominess from the Keva from the second one. You can only mum from the Tabach. So we see clearly, that was Abayis Kashe. And Rabbi Yosef, you said that Rav, that what Rav said at Dini Marishin, is only speaking about Lacha Yiyush, but Koidim Yiyush, Rav holds at Dini Mashen, he can mum from the second one also. I'll show you a case. We have a Mishnah that Chocolat Tabach, and he gave it to the Lekeach. See, this Adini Matabach, he can only mum from the Tabach and not from the Lekeach. Let us see what Rashi says. Loishonu lokechimenu b'mishkol noisne lekoyin the mashmed alekech al kochay noisne lekoyin the koyin can take it away from the lekeach. Vuhu yitva domi min amoich, and then the lekeach can come in mon. Domi min amoich elo sheshokol hu la'atzmoy. That if the Lekeach did the Maisa Gzela, then the Kohen can be taken from him the Keva. But if the Shokala Tabach, so then Adini Matabach, Dinei Shal Kohen, Viruroi Al Atabach Hu, he can only mum from the Tabach, Rav Letaimei. This is the same Rav like before Bayostoma, Adini Morishoin. The Tabach keganav rishain, v'lekeach havishainin, the keach is the second ganav, v'koma hadin ima tabach alma rav, less later rav chizde. That was Abayis Kasha and Rav Yosef. How could you say that rav holds like rav chizde in koidim yishik and mum from the sheni and shulde? We have over here a Mishnah in Chulin that's speaking about koidim yish, the kanim whenever miayish. And Rav said, if the Tabach made a Maisig Zela, and he gave it over to Lekeach, so Lekeach is a Gazlan Sheini. So Rav said, you can only be Toiveya from the Tabach, and not from the Lekeach. So you see, Rav does not hold like Rav Chisda. Alma Rav less like Rav Chisda. Emo. So Rav Yosef answered, no. Not Rav means he cannot mum from the second one. He can see him mum from the second one. No, Shaila, because he holds like Rav Chisda. Eima avdin imatabach. Rav is only saying that he could also mum from the tabach. Now, that's a little, you have to start scratching your head. He could also mum from the tabach. Why shouldn't I be able to mum from the tabach? The tabach is the gazlan. Tabloch went and took the matonis and he gave it over to someone else. So what's the chiddush that I can mum from the tabloch? Mao de teime ein matonis kohuna nigzolos kamash malom that matonis kuna on nigzolos. Now what does this mean? So Rashi, I would think einam nigzolos. I would think that it's impossible to have a din gazlin on matnis kohuna when it's not in my rishus. Dalime kniya ditu. Now that it belongs to the Kahanim, that's a very strong bailus. the mikoyach gavoya kosele. They got this from the Rabbeinu Shloima. V'chol heicha de isnayu eima de koyaninu. It's the koyans. V'afilu shokaloya tabach yigba koyin. And I think this Nami is a grais, min ha-lekeach, only from the lekeach, not Nami, not from the tabach. That means like this. That means that I would have a havamine all the time when someone steals something, so it's stolen already. It got lost, it got ruined, you stole it, so memele, so you're a gazlan, you mechuyif to pay. But by matnes kohune, the minute it's out of your rishus, so kol heiched isnaya de koyanino. This is the Rabbeinu Shlom gave it to the kahanim. So the minute you took it out of your rishus, so your gzeila ended. So you're is gazlan. It's birshus gavoya who gave it to the koyan. So I would think you became, cause man you're holding it, could be you're a gazlan, but the minute it's out of your rishus, I would think you're not a gazlan at all, and the nigzal cannot mon from the tabach, the kanim cannot mon from the tabach, it's kamash melon, that rav holds matnes kunen nigzolis, and you could mon from the tabach. That is how Rav Yosef learned Pshat in Rav. Ulabaye the Oma Pligi. But Abaye is chelek on Rav Yosef. And Abaye holds that Rav does not hold like Rav Chisde. Amai Pligi, bidde Rav Chisde. Rav Fakel. So now Abaye is saying that there's a machlekes Rav and Rav Yochanan. They were speaking about before Yush, and there's a shaila, can the nigzal mon from the lekeach? Rav holds hadini marishin. That was the first shura that Rashi says, ve'ena lekeach baldina. You can't mon from the lekeach, even though the chayfetz is ben. He's la baldina. He didn't steal from you. You can't mon the moment is from the chayfetz. Hadini marishin, because he holds like Rami bar Chome. And Rabbi Yechanan holds Hadini Masheni holds like Rav Chisde. Am I pligi with the Rav Chisde? So Rashi, pligi b'lefnei Yush with the Rav Chisde. The Rav less like the Rav Chisde. The Rav doesn't hold like Rav Chisde, and therefore he cannot mon from the Sheni. That is pshat Hadin im. Let us see further. So now we have here the vial two mahalchim in this machlokes Rav Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yosef said there's no machlokes. Rav is speaking about lacha yush, and Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about lifna yush. Abaye said that there is a machloikis, Rav holds Adini Marishin, he holds like Rami Bachome, and Rabbi Yechin holds like Rav Chisde. Rav Zvid Oma, a third mahalach, he says there is a machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yechinen. The machloikis is as follows. Kegoin shenish yayshu abaylen biyad lekeich. They're speaking about that when the Lekeach purchased it, it was before Yush. Afterwards, the Bailam were Misyayish biyad the Lekeach. V'loi Nisyayishu biyad Ganem. V'baha pligi, mar sova Yush v'achakach shini rishus koni. Shini rishus v'achakach Yush loi koni. V'mar sova loi shna. So Amira Dika Machloikis is speaking about after Yush, but the Yush was by the Lekeach. So Memele, is there such a kinyan of Shini Rishus Va'achakach Yush? Rav holds there such a kinyan. So therefore, Hadini Marishin, it belongs to the Sheni. You can't go to the Sheni anymore. It belongs to the Sheni with Kaine B'Shini Rishus Va'achakach Yush. And the Ktzai says, Pshat, so this is a type of a Kinyan Shinui. So Memele, this Shini Rishus, Vach Kach Yishus Koine, like Shini Hashem V'Yishus Koine. It's a Kinyan Shinui. And Rabbi Yochanan holds, Shini Rishus works only after Yish, Petecha Osa L'Yodai. This is the Machlokes. Let us see what does Rashi say. Rav Zvid Oma, Heichad lo yayish bailim, de kul alma islu da Rav Chizde. No, he holds like, everyone holds like Rav Chizde. Vadini masheni. That he agrees with Rav Yosef, that Rav also holds adini masheni. Vahocho, ki goinshen is yayishu. Loishana de koni legamri, vafilu, bedomi le mahadaloi, at Stavke, look at yourself, you need Yish, Vishini Roshus, or Shini Roshus, Vacha Kach Yish. This is how Rav Zvid learned Pshat in the Machlekes. Rav Papa Omar. Now, here Rav Papa says as follows. Beglime de kula alma loy pligi da hoda le more. Rav Papa Omar. Beglime de kula alma loy pligi da hoda le more. Hoche ba'osu boi takones ashuk kamifligi. Rav Mishmei de Rav Chiye Komar Hadini Marishain Dine de Leikeich de Lishko Zuzi Miganev Vloi Osu Boi Takones Ashuk Rav Yoichene Mishum de Rav Yani Om Hadim Masheini Dine Leikeich de Lishko Mibala Bayis Vo Osu Boi Takones Ashuk. Now let us see what Rashi says. Zogt Rashi Rav Popo Omar Loilom the Lifne Yish plig. It's speaking about Lifne Yish, not the way Rav Zvid said it's speaking about it was Yish by the Lekeach and Shinu Shizvachach. No. We're speaking about Lifne Yish. Vitavayu Isluhu the Rav Chizde. And everyone holds like Rav Chizde. Ubiglime dignave kolamile pligi da hodrolabori miyad bechino. A moira dikarashi. Here Rashi says according to Rav Chizde, and that is the chilik between Rav Chizde and Rami Bar Chome. According to Rav Chizde, everyone holds biglime dignave kolamile pligi da hodrolabori miyad bechino. When the Nigzal comes to the second one, to the Lekeach, he has to give it back to him. And Shuldik Rabid, you are a Gazlin, and just like if you would destroy it, you'd have to pay me for it. So if it's Ben, you have to give it back to me. And there's nothing but to talk about. The Gneva Kalam, the Hodramon, Miyad Bechina. The Eina Lekeach Yochel La'akval Moisam, the Lekeach Kentaina, listen, I paid for it. No. You're a gazlan, you return it to me. Uche de Rav Chizde. That means, not according to Rav Chizde. We had, that was the Rashi. And according to Rami Bachome, ve'ein aleikech baldini de Rashi on top of the Omid, ve'imbolik voisei emenu yitein domim. According to Rami Bachome, I don't have to give it to you. If you want to take it away, first give domim. Legabi the domim, it's not yours, legabi the domim. I'm not to lose domim because of you. So memelim bolig voice meni yitin domim. That's Rami Bachome. Here Rashi says everyone holds like Rav Chizde that you give it right away. It's not yours. The domim is not yours. Veina lekech yochel akval moisav uch the Rav Chizde. Adin im horishin the omarav. So what if Pshat, if everyone holds like Rav Chizde, what's Vadini Marisha? Loi bedin bal habalabayis koma, not by the din of the balabos, elo bedinoi shalekeach koma. We're talking about the lekeach. That means the nigzal took away the chayfetz from the lekeach. Now the lekeach, who will the lekeach be goive? Who will the Lekeach be goyve the money from? So the Bach is goyres, loy osu boy, takones ashuk. Rav holds loy osu by takonas ashuk al shekono lekeach b'shuk pefahesye lehaven by shen nignav loy osu loy takone. We did not make a takone she shalom loy bal habayis moiso. So hadin imarishen means the lekeach. After he gave the chavis to the nigzal, he does not go to the nigzal and say, I'm a nebuch, give me back my money. No, there's no takonah sashuk. It's hukah haganev. I don't have to give you the money. Go to the ganev that you bought it from and ask him for the money. Rabbi Yochanan Sova osu takonim. Rabbi Yochanan holds osu takonim. On a hey, the Islam, the Rav Chisda. Now, we also hold like Rav Chisda. Blei motzi lekeach lemeim lebalabais lav valdvom didia. Again, according to Rav Chisda, you have to give it back to the nigzal. You can't say lav valdvom didia. The mominess of the chayfets also, the nigzal is entitled to take. Miu. La'acher sheyishalem agneve. After he pays up. First you pay up. You're mechuyev, you're a gazlan from me, you're mechuyev to pay up chinam. There's no telling me la baldvom didiat, you sure are my baldvom, you're a gazlan from me, you're mechuyev to return it. But after he paid up, yitva mo'isov mi balabais. So now he can come to the Balabos with a sob story. Nebuch, you're right, I stole it from you, but I didn't know it was stolen. I thought it belonged to the one who sold it to me. So this atakonis hashuk. So instead of sending me to the ganev, Abiyach notes, also takonis hashuk, even though it's hukar haganev, yitva mo'isov mi balabai. He still has a right to be given the mois from the balabai. Fine. V'kash. So now, L'chayre Rashi is asking a kashe. What is the kashe? According to Rabbi Yochanan, we said like this, Rabbi Yochanan also holds a Rav Chisda, that he can take it away bechinam, but then the nigzal can come to the lekeach can come to the nigzal and ask him, please give me the money. That is according to Rabbi Yochanan Aliba de Rav Chisda. According to Rami Bar Chome, forget about Takonas Hashuk, the nigzal cannot get the chayfetz away from the lekeach without paying for it. Fact Rashi, Vikashe, what is the difference if you hold like Rav Chisda and you pay out takonas hashuk, or if you hold like Rami Bachome and you pay meikar adin, but vinisht vi, the nigzal pays the lekeach. Vikashe, mikol mokim, Domi shakel. The lekeach sai according to Rami Bachome, sai according to Rabbi Yochanan Aliba de Rav Chisda, the lekeach gets back the money. Is mali mishum takone, mali mishum tainis lav baldvorim didiat. Aber lemaise, you get back the money, so what's the difference? Bein la Rav Chisda or bein la according to Rami Bachome, but al takonis hashuk the lekeach can mend the money. Even though Rashi had said there's a psachilik in the seder, according to Rami Bachome, I don't give you anything till you give me the money. Before you give me money, there's nothing but to talk about. Vimbolik voisei menu yitain domim. That's according to Rami Bachome. According to Rav Chisda, Rashi said, you give it back chinam. He gives the But after picking up, Rashi says, "Abo soif kol soif, lekech gets the money בין הליבה דרב חיסדה, הליבה דרב יחנה, תקונס השוק, בין הליבה דרמי בחומה. So what's the difference? מעלי משום טיינס לבל דבורם דידי את נאב כמיני, מעלי משום תקונה, מעלי משום טיינס לבל דבורם דידי את. That's Rashi's kasha. נפקה מינו, היכי דגוזל ובו אחר ואוכל בלוי דומי. Now, this word אוכל I don't understand, but let's, the דבייקה brings down that Rashi means there'll be a נפקה מינה by a matone. If the לויקייך got it from the ganev, he didn't pay for it. He got it al tzamaton. Beloy domin. So memele, so damrinin ki the Rav Chisde. So according to Rav Chisde, vimashenu noich lemin arishin goyvei menu. That means, so according to Rav Chisde, you could be goyve. He says, l'chayre, Rashi wants, I don't understand clearly, but the ba'ochal, einach nami ba'ochal zaposh nafkemine. We hold like Rav Chisde, there is no takonus hashuk. They hear it, it was ba'ochal, there is no takonus hashuk. He's mechuyiv to pay him, al tzochal. According to Rami Bacham, he's not mechuyiv to pay him. But if Rashi, the Dvayaka brings down that he's speaking about Beloy Domim, there's an aftermina by Matona also. By Matone, there's no Takona Sashuk, so according to Rav Chisde, he won't have to pay, because there's no Takona Sashuk. He'll never have to pay, he takes it away from the Lekeich without paying. And according to Rami Balchome, he can only take it away if he pays it. But this is, I'm unclear what Pshad is in the Va'ochal.